listening to the 5-Minute Scholar from memorywizards.com.
Another beautiful afternoon here in the park, Ben. There's something about sitting on a quiet park bench, watching the world go by that just feels timeless. It's the perfect spot to talk about a story that feels just as timeless.
It really is. And the book we're discussing today, Alexandre Dumas' The Count of Monte Cristo, is all about the slow, patient passage of time. A story of adventure, betrayal, and of course, the big one, revenge.
For any of our listeners who haven't had the pleasure of reading it, let's do a quick recap. The story follows a brilliant young sailor named Edmond Dantès. He's on the cusp of having it all, a captaincy and marriage to his true love, Mercedes. But three so-called friends, motivated by pure jealousy, frame him for treason on his wedding day.
And he's sent to one of the most notorious prisons in the world, the Chateau d'If, with no trial and no hope.
Exactly. He wastes away there for 14 years until he escapes, unearths a legendary hidden treasure, and reemerges in Parisian high society as the impossibly wealthy and enigmatic Count of Monte Cristo. His sole mission? To orchestrate the total downfall of the men who stole his life.
It's what he does when he gets out that has fascinated readers for generations. Which brings us to our central question for today. How does revenge shape the human experience?
That's the core of the novel, isn't it? And I think Dumas gives us a few powerful answers. The first, and perhaps most obvious, is how revenge completely consumes and redefines a person's identity.
Edmond Dantès effectively dies in that prison. The man who emerges is the Count of Monte Cristo, an entirely new persona, meticulously crafted for one single purpose.
So it's not just a disguise. You're saying he fundamentally changes as a person?
Absolutely. The Count is not just Edmund in a fancy suit. He is the living embodiment of a grudge. Every skill he learns, every fortune he acquires, every relationship he builds is a tool for his revenge. Think about it in modern terms. We've all seen someone who can't let go of a past wrong. They become bitter, cynical. The grudge becomes the lens through which they see the world. It dictates their choices, their moods, their relationships. Dantès is that on an epic scale. His quest for vengeance is his only reason for living.
That's a terrifying thought, that a single goal could erase everything you once were. But his enemies deserved it, didn't they? They were terrible people who committed a monstrous crime.
They certainly did. And this brings us to the second key point. Revenge is never a surgical strike. It always has collateral damage. The Count creates these intricate, brilliant plans to ruin the men who wronged him. Danglars, Fernand, and Villefort. But in doing so, he ends up hurting innocent people. Villefort's innocent young son, Edward, dies as a direct result of the Count's manipulations. He nearly destroys the family of the one man who is kind to him, Monsieur Morel.
I remember that part. It's where the Count himself starts to question his mission, when he sees the real human cost.
Exactly. He sees himself not as an instrument of divine providence, but just another man causing pain. It's a powerful lesson. You see it today, too. Think of a public shaming on social media. The goal might be to call out someone for a genuine misdeed, but the fallout can devastate their innocent family members, their children, their colleagues. Revenge is a messy, indiscriminate weapon, and you can't always control who gets hit by the shrapnel.
So it changes your identity and it hurts innocent people. It sounds like a pretty terrible path. But for the Count, did he at least find satisfaction at the end of it all? After all his enemies are vanquished, is he happy?
And that's the final, most tragic lesson Dumas teaches us. The emptiness of a rival. For nearly two decades, the pursuit of revenge gave Dantès a purpose. It fueled him in prison. It drove his education. It gave him a reason to wake up every day. But once his enemies are broken and his goal is achieved, he's left with nothing. There's a profound emptiness. He realizes that destroying his enemies didn't magically restore the life he lost.
It's the classic be careful what you wish for scenario. The journey was everything, but the destination was a void.
Precisely. It's a very human experience. People dedicate their entire lives to achieving one specific goal, making $1 million, getting a certain promotion. And when they finally get it, they feel lost. They've forgotten how to live for anything else. The Count of Monte Cristo ultimately learns that his life has to be about more than just settling old scores. He has to learn to forgive, not his enemies, but himself, and to find a new purpose in building a future rather than avenging the past.
A perfect summary, Ben. And for our listeners who want to dive even deeper, you can find the full games and summaries and activities on memorywizards.com.
It's the perfect way to lock in what you've learned. Until next time, stay curious.